That's NPR's Franco Ordonez reporting. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thousands remain without power this morning following severe thunderstorms throughout northeast Kansas last night. Evergy is currently reporting more than 24,000 customers affected this morning with over 1,000 active outages. Powerful winds of up to 80 miles per hour left behind many downed power lines, toppled trees, and widespread storm damage, especially near Kansas City International Airport. Multiple tornado warnings were issued last night, especially in the KC metro area, with a confirmed tornado near Liberty, Missouri. The Storm Prediction Center reported penny to golf ball size hail in parts of Kansas. Tornado sirens and heavy rain caused a 90-minute delay at Kauffman Stadium, where the Kansas City Royals were playing the Houston Astros. The storms also caused an early end to yesterday's FIFA Fan Fest in Kansas City, which closed at 5 p.m. A performance at Theodore Lawrence was canceled due to a power outage. And with locally heavy rainfall, the National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for the Chanute area, where moderate flooding is occurring on the Neosho River. Officials are investigating the death of an inmate at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. The Kansas Department of Corrections issued a statement last night that 38-year-old Joshua Matthews was found unresponsive in his cell Friday night. He was serving a 20-year sentence for assaulting three Douglas County corrections officers in 2015. The cause of death is pending results of an independent autopsy.
Support for NPR comes from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
We've got a gorgeous day in store today, mostly sunny skies, much cooler temperatures with highs only in the lower 70s, light winds from the north. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s, and for tomorrow mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Under sunny skies, it's 65 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We've got 41 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts coming up in just about 15 minutes. Stay with us for that. And then, hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. This week on Prairie Journal, we're getting into the soccer spirit with Tim Bascom. He's the author of The Boundless Game, Soccer Stories from Across the Street and Around the World.
This game has no boundary. It goes everywhere. And I'm attempting in the book to kind of celebrate the cross-cultural, international, kind of transcendent sense of this game, soccer, or what most people call football.
That's Tim Bascom, author of The Boundless Game. We'll also get a sneak peek at the Free State Festival with festival director Marlo Angel. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2.
If you're 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. Details at kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
Support for NPR comes from...
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org and on the KPR app.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That and so much more here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
No matter how you get the news of the day, in your office, in your car, at home, on the go, your support ensures that KPR will always be your place for news about things that matter to you, whether they happen around the globe or down the street. KPR never lets up in our commitment to serve you, because you matter. Make a difference. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And from all of us at KPR, thanks for your support.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. It's a week of classical and jazz concerts, June 19th through the 27th, at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. And from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of The Berlin Wall. Now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. Hantavirus could be hiding in your attic. The warning signs every homeowner needs to know.
We've had almost 1,000 cases since the mid-90s. Most of the time, it comes from rodent droppings in your home.
How a roll of vintage wallpaper helped best-selling author Annabelle Gurwitch reclaim a room and rediscover the joy of living.
We go upstairs to the bedroom. There's this wallpaper that is like opalescent cherry blossoms. And I'm just love at first sight.
From a civil birdbath to a backyard stream, how adding a water feature can transform the way your home feels. All this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Pakistan
available to adults 21 or older.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Oldsburg, Junction City. Check out the KPR app for Apple and Android. It's free, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at securitybenefit.com. We have a gorgeous day ahead of us, mostly sunny skies, highs only in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. It's 69 in Lawrence, 68 in Emporia. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot, helping customers with tools.
Her old house. I get the number of my friend's guy. I call the guy. Peter comes over and he prices out putting up the paper for me. And this is when I discover I can afford exactly one wall of this wallpaper.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Prairie Journal, we're getting into the soccer spirit with Tim Bascom, author of The Boundless Game, soccer stories from across the street and around the world.
This game has no boundary. It goes everywhere. And I'm attempting in the book to kind of celebrate the cross-cultural, international, kind of transcendent sense of this game, soccer, or what most people call football.
We'll also get a sneak peek at the Free State Festival with festival director Marlo Angel. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me at 11 o'clock this morning, just 20 minutes from now, for Prairie Journal on Kansas Public Radio.
In a range of styles like motorized treatments for home automation, online bookings and consultations at 3dayblinds.com. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes with family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park, viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. The time is 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
Landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We have a gorgeous day out there, mostly sunny skies, cooler temperatures today with highs only in the lower 70s, light winds from the north. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. And then for tomorrow, another beautiful day, mostly sunny skies, a little bit warmer with highs getting up to the upper 70s. It's 70 degrees in Atchison, 71 in Emporia, 69 in Manhattan, 71 in Topeka. Here at Broadcasting Hall at the University of Kansas, it's 71 and sunny. It's that time of year again. Movies, music, and more.
The old saying says there are no bad questions, but it certainly helps when a journalist working for you asks a good one.
What was it that drove that decision?
Do you still take issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition every weekday morning, including tomorrow from 5 to 9 o'clock. Your host tomorrow, Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Sunday afternoon, Sunday noon to be specific, from the University of Kansas. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. We'll be visiting the Dole Institute of Politics and our kickoff concert in their 105 Live concert series. That's coming up next here on KPR. What a lovely day. Mostly sunny skies, highs only in the lower 70s. Doesn't get much nicer than that for June. Except for maybe tomorrow, when we'll have mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It's currently 72 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Emporia, 71 in Topeka. The time is 12:01. This is KPR.